Chapter 5. Elfrida's Adventure.
Where were you?
Cries Aunt Edith.
You disappeared for 2 days. I was very worried.
Elfrida kisses Aunt Edith and says,
I'm sorry, Aunt Edith. We've got new friends in the village. We stayed with them last night.
Don't do it again,
Aunt Edith says. The next day, Edred and Elfrida climb the hill outside the castle and call Mouldiwarp.
Can we stop time here and then travel to the past?
They ask.
Yes, but you can't travel together,
Mouldiwarp answers and says a magic spell. A flower on the hill makes the shape of a giant clock.
Edred, sit on one hand of the clock,
says Mouldiwarp.
You can stop time.
A short time after, Elfrida appears.
That was a wonderful adventure,
she says.
What adventure? When?
Edred asks.
You didn't leave this place.
You stop time here, Edred,
Mouldiwarp explains.
And she travelled to the past. Tell us about your adventure, Elfrida.
It was 1708, and I was with my rich and beautiful cousin, Elizabeth,
Elfrida explains.
Arden Castle was hers then. We travelled in a carriage with 4 horses. At night, we stopped at a tavern and talked to a handsome man there. He liked Elizabeth. Please marry me, he said. The next day, a highwayman stopped our carriage. You must help me, he ordered. I looked at his face surprised. It was the handsome man from the tavern. He put a letter in my hand. Read it, he ordered. We opened the letter. I'm visiting my country in secret. You must hide me in your castle. The Chevalier St. James. Elizabeth was excited. That's the name of King James III, the true King of England, she declared. We must help him. He's very handsome and he wants to marry me, she laughed.